Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Why has one of you got a bright yellow mic shield?
Yeah, I'm trying to be much more subtle, but this guy is straight in with the brand, Jason. He wants you to know who you're talking to.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly not going to mistake it or run you over.
No, I had a very slick little lapel mic, but it decided not to work, so we've gone old school.
I've decided to keep mine the same color as my top, so hopefully...
No, it's looking very nice. It's blending in beautifully.
I just think Dave looks like he's about to do a stand-up gig against the brick wall there.
Chance to be a fine thing to go to a stand-up gig. There's a drive-in stand-up gig not far from me. Jason Manford's doing this weekend.
No way!
I wonder what that's going to be like. Do people stay in their cars? Do they get out of the cars? Are they listening on the radio? How does he hear any laughter?
And then exactly, what do they do? Like beep their horns for, that was very funny.
That's a good idea. I might suggest that.
Flash their lights.
Not that I know him.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Whoa!
Here he is.
That is serious.
Yeah, this is Scooby that's been in our family now for about 20 years.
You're kidding me.
No, yeah, it used to be my wife's, and now my children have taken it.
That is absolutely just a hotbed of infection and things, and who knows what else is on there. I mean, that was just, that's the worst surface in the world in the current climate, but still, you're a loving parent.
Congratulations on Scoob.
Well, thanks very much. It feels odd having a film coming out when I'm still in my bedroom, but because we would otherwise have been at premieres and red carpets and all that malarkey around the world. But it is nice, to be honest, to be throwing things into people's houses that might distract them from all the ugliness for a couple of hours. It does feel nice. I've got a couple of very serious films in the can, and I would feel odd about publicizing them right now. But at Scoob, I can happily endorse, say, spend a couple of hours and get away from all this.
Yeah. Is it a show that you watched as a kid? Did you do the Saturday morning cartoon Scooby-Doo?
I did. Well, you know, being much older than either of you two, when I was a kid, there was no way of recording anything. So if you didn't watch it when it was broadcast, that was it. There was no time shifting, not even VHS. So, I would run down Saturday morning, plonk myself on the couch and not move all morning. And Scooby-Doo would be on, as would Wacky Races with Dick Dastardly and Muttley and Penelope Pitstop and various other things. And I remember them. The 50 years in between are a bit of a blur, frankly. But I remember being a kid very vividly. And I remember watching them and thinking, I'm being in love with Penelope Pitstop for a start.
Help! Help!
Exactly. There you go. I do remember it very well. And when I was offered the film, it was an email, actually. And I didn't get beyond reading the first sentence. It said, Warner Brothers have offered you a part in Scoob. And I went, yes, really, yes. And it wasn't because I knew it was Scooby-Doo. It's because that's what we call my daughter. My daughter's name is Ruby. And we called her Scoob, or Scooby, and then Scoob for the last 14 years. And wow. So I thought, whatever it is, it better not be, you know, it better turn out to be something good. And then I read on, and they went, it's the new Scooby-Doo film, and you're being offered Dick Dastardly. I thought, this has got to be a wind-up. It's too good.
The Dick Dastardly that I remember from the Saturday morning cartoons was skinny, he was whiny. Your Dick Dastardly has been to the gym.
He has been to the steroid farm with a bunch of Russian shot putters is where he's been. Yeah. The thing about the 10-minute cartoons, you're right, he was whiny and whingy and wimpy and all those things. But also, he was not really a threat to anybody at any point. This is a movie, and there's got to be some peril. There's got to be something, you know, driving the train, as it were. So they've given me this gigantic, hulking, brutish body and a big square jaw and stuff and genius-level gadget invention. Which I rather loved. And then I got to reinvent his voice, because that voice, you don't want to do the whiny, whingy voice to go with that new body. And so I looked back to Terry Thomas in The Great Race, who was the model for the original cartoon. And I went English because he's so vain. He's a ham. He's the biggest ham in the world. He's just performing all the time for an audience he's built for himself.
Yeah.
And he's just so desperately in need of attention and applause. I might remind you of certain politicians one could think of. But no, he's maybe the vainest creature that you've seen on the screen for a long time. So I managed to come up with a different voice to go with a different body.
For people who haven't heard your version of Dick Dastardly, are you up for giving us a blast of it?
Do you know what? I can't remember. I can't tell what it sounds like. I mean, I know it sounds invasive. But I do it. I'd be crap if I did it now. And you don't want people. That's what happens when people come up to me in the supermarket with their kids, and they go, "Oh, look who it is!" And kids go, "Who?" And I say, "Hello, my name's Jason." They go, "No, but tell them who you are." And I go, "I'm an actor." "No, but tell them who you played." And I go, already wanted to kill the parents, obviously. And I go, "Well, I was Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter films. I think that's what your parents are referring to." The kids kind of stare at me, a bit askance. This bloke in his dirty tracksuit bottoms in their local Sainsbury's, and they go, "No, you're not." And I go, no, fair enough. And the parents go, can you do the voice? And I go, well, I wrote, can, do you mind? And I think, yes, I bloody do mind. First of all, I'm biting toilet paper, my children have diarrhea or whatever it is. But secondly, I'll just do it badly because I did it well when I was doing it. And I don't want to do a diluted crap version for you here in front of the fish counter. So the answer is no, I won't do a bad Dick Dastardly for you. The best takes I used in the film, I was in a booth improvising for hours, coming up with crazy stuff, like encouraged to go as far off-piste as possible. And they used the bits that work. I would now do a bad bit for you that didn't work.
Well, that's one of my favorite lines in the whole thing is where you call a certain character a poor man's Hemsworth. Yeah. And I was wondering, was that a written line or was that an improvised line?
That one was written. No, I think we did a dozen versions. I mean, the thing about it is, hopefully, if people watch it with the, you know, the full demographic with your kids and your teenagers and your parents, everything works on different levels. So it's got an adventure and it's got kids stuff. It's also got some adult stuff that... you know, it's got pop culture stuff. It's got TikTok things, apparently, that I missed completely, and music references that I didn't get. But then it's got adult things. So it's got double entendres that I'm praying that the toddlers don't flag or ask.
They didn't.
Trust me, why are you laughing? You know, yeah, it's got a, but it's got Simon Cowell in it, for God's sake.
Who CGI'd is a lot more handsome than he is in real life.
Yeah.
He is, although his skin is considerably and oddly smoother in real life than it is even in the cartoon. But yeah, no, so it's chock full of that stuff. It should be, hopefully, that Holy Grail, you know, the full demographic that everybody can watch it and get something else out of it.
Oh, it is. Both our families saw it and we absolutely love it. I can't let you go without just mentioning Star Trek Discovery because I'm a massive Trekkie and Gabriel Lorca is such an amazing character. What's it like when you put on that suit for the first time and realize you're a captain of a starship?
When I put it on for the first time, it's so tight that I thought I'd been castrated. I thought, how am I going to play this as a eunuch with the voice of Demis Roussos? And then, you know, you have to shrug off the whole history of Kirk and Picard and everybody else because you can't play that. You can just play. Luckily, I had this fantastic character who had a whole secret agenda and a war to win and a place to get to. And then you just play that. The only thing that was different from any normal acting, because, you know, it's just about who am I? What do I want? How am I going to get there? Who do I need to, you know, who's in my way? The only thing was there's nowhere to put your hands in space. There's no pockets.
No pockets.
There's no props to pick up. There's no, like, Meryl Streep peeling an orange or Brando fingering a glove or something. There's just nowhere to put your bloody hands. So the first person in the scene who manages to get the crossed arms has bagged it and they've got the folded arm. You can't do that as well. And there's two people that are folded. And then you just spend the whole scene thinking, what am I going to do with my hands?
Well, listen, we're being wound up, but I think Scooby has one quick question before we go. What's that, Scoob? Yeah, you know he's a Liverpool fan.
Oh, yeah.
You think I should say congratulations even though I'm a Manchester United fan? Scooby, really?
Yeah. We almost kind of properly won a season... Although not almost. Really, and people will resent us forever because it wasn't really a proper, but it was. But was it? Who knows?
Congratulations!
that was almost a Scouse version of Scooby Doo.
Scousey do.
I need some help, boys. I'm doing a Flann O'Brien film, and it's set in a kind of 20s or 30s Dublin. What is that going to sound like?
Oh, you're going to sound a lot like us, but if it's inner city Dublin, maybe a bit more. You've got to get your accent a little bit rounder. No,
it's
not that.
It's Flann O'Brien, so it's kind of fantasy land. It's kind of almost timeless.
Yeah, but I think if it's Dublin, you're going to have to sound like that.
Yeah.
Can you do
say
that?
Butter? Butter.
I think I can do it.
There you go.
It's going to be a struggle.
That's not bad.
Can you say it? I'm in Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
I'm in Scooby-Doo playing Dick, a bit, a very large version of Dick Dastardly.
That's not bad.
Thanks very much.
We'll give you an Irish passport. Well done.
God, I wish I had one of those.
Jason Isaacs, thanks a million. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Absolute pleasure.
I'll see you when I come shooting. Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.